from KQED.
Head Start runs a seasonal preschool program for farm workers. It's a lifeline for many parents in California, built around the way they move around to follow the crops. But these days, many parents stay put year-round, and it's not clear Head Start has the budget to adjust. KPCC's Deepa Fernandez has the story from farm country in Ventura County.
Let me have your hands before we go in the bus.
This is one way the Oxnard Head Start program is different.
Go to the bus, go to the bus. This is the way we go to the bus every day in the morning.
Rather than having their parents drop them off, these 3- and 4-year-olds get picked up on a school bus at 5 a.m. That's because most farm workers have to be in the fields at 6 a.m. Luz Maria Hernandez says mornings start early for her. She says, first I get up, then I wake up my kids at 4:40 a.m. Then I dress the kids and get them ready for when the school bus comes for them. The bus deposits the children at school at 5:30 a.m. and they head straight to their sleeping mats. After a couple of hours of sleep, they'll eat breakfast and then the learning starts.
Jennifer, mija, let's go. Yeah, I have the books over here, mijo.
It's not just the hours that are different. The entire school year is built around Oxnard's planting and harvesting calendar. Mariela Guido oversees migrant Head Start programming here.
We work from January to August, mid of September. We serve families that work in the strawberry, in the lemon, avocado, celery, and chili and berries.
She says the program is part of a network developed 4 decades ago. When work traditionally slows down in Oxnard in the fall, it picks up in Salinas and Bakersfield. And migrant Head Start programs there picked up then too. Families can go from one to the other. But Mariela Guido says that in recent years, the growing season in Ventura County is starting earlier and earlier.
Right now I'm hearing that parents start coming in to Oxnard in October, September to do the planting, the strawberry planting.
With almost year-round work, some farm worker families are staying put. But with no Head Start classes until January, Luz Maria Hernandez says she only has one option. She tells me, I'm sad because now there's no one to help us, so I have to stay home with the children. A babysitter would cost more than she would earn picking strawberries. Some parents take their children to the fields with them when school is closed. Leticia Lira, a mother of two who also picks strawberries, says that's not safe. She says the farmers hold classes and teach us that the chemicals from the fields can do a lot of damage to small children. So we try to avoid this. When we come home from work, we'll take off our clothes and shower before we even hug our children. Guido, the Head Start director, says the program has to adapt to these families. But how? Cuts to the program due to sequestration forced her to shorten the year by 2 weeks. Some parents, like Lira, had to stop working earlier than usual as a result. She says, I was going to find someone to look after the children. The thing is that in the preschool there, he's very well looked after by the teachers. I've been a few times to observe, and he's really well cared for. I don't trust babysitters much.
And the kids don't learn much sitting at home with a babysitter, she says. The Head Start program taught her son to read, and this, she believes, will ensure her son never has to work picking strawberries like his parents. For the California Report, I'm Deepa Fernandez.